honorable mention.
Everything you know, feeling slipping away. Think about it, don't step in my way. This 10 cup song that we're singing today. The path been paved.
Welcome to the Thank You Rob podcast.
In conjunction with Some People's Kids.
Episode number
23.
Unofficially sponsored by Pearson's Salted Nut Roll. Made right here in St. Paul, Minnesota. Don't be a butthole, eat a Pearson Salted Nut Roll. You can check out past episodes of this show at thankyourob.com, where you can also check out my graphic design work, which is mind-blowing and life-altering, known as I Define Design. You can also check out my other podcast called Some People's Kids Podcast. While you're at it, check out this podcast on Fuzz Talk Radio at fuzztalkradio.com.
What was the turtle song again?
You are my hero. What is your name? You're totally awesome. What is your name?
Think about that song. So they're like, you're totally awesome. What's your name?
I don't know your
name. You are my hero. What is your name?
That song is featured on the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie soundtrack.
Sorry. That's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, The Secret of
it's
the
two?
Ooze.
Oh, yeah, okay. Because yeah. That is the soundtrack I had. This is actually Some People's Kids podcast.
Fucking right. You know how I knew
episode
that?
Episode number 7.
It can only be a Some People's Kids podcast.
This is also...
Uh-oh. It is going to be, and I just thought of this, yesterday. So this will take part as a shutupchuck.com amateur hour podcast.
Right.
That's what I'm calling it. Welcome to episode 1.
You're now the proud owner of shutupchuck.com. Too,
I am. Yeah. I am. I'm pretty excited about it. Once it gets cracking, so many things on the plate here.
Right. Yeah.
So
there's going to be a website, and there's going to be a web address that people can go to see things. And then there'll be that place they can go to read information.
Indeed.
And then they'll see pictures
of
things that have to do with Chuck
stuff.
And then there's also going to be the digital format
of
what you speak of.
Uh-huh.
And the cyber version of that as well.
As well as the wireless,
yeah.
And the electronic submission.
Right. And the EPUB version.
Perhaps a little rerouting,
yeah. You don't want to just route it.
No, web address of Thank You Rob, who also broadcasts in a format of information.
Right.
Saved to a hard drive.
Right, and there's binary bits in there.
1001001.
0111111101100010101102.
Just kidding.
That's good.
Man, so Rob, being that technically this is a fucking podcast of 3 different labels for 3 different websites.
The money's gonna get cut 3 different ways.
Yeah. Who's the third?
Well, there's me, you, and us.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Oh shit, it's a fucking cobweb.
We're in the basement of the Nomad.
I swear to God, dude, he says that, but this place looks like fucking Buffalo Bill's dungeon from Silence of the Lambs.
Chuck obviously has not spent very much time in the basement of venues before.
No.
Because they pretty much all look like this.
I've seen like every horror film there is, and they all look like this in a fucking basement or cellar where someone's being trapped, raped, and or trapped and raped.
You know, the door is closed up there. I have not checked to see if it's locked or not.
Technically, we could be fucked.
We could be.
We might have to put lotion in the basket.
If someone's hearing this, please send help.
We'll post this, but not find help.
We do have access to the internet, but only to post this episode.
Priorities!
But actually, yeah, we're here because this is also the Big Jess of Unknown Prophets. He
Wait a minute, who?
Big Jess.
No, but of the what prophets?
Unknown Prophets.
What kind?
The unknown kind. The ones that you don't know about.
But they're prophets. How do you know?
I just know Big Jess, and I just do what he tells me to do.
Pete and Ray Pete's on fast. Who's on third?
Oh boy.
And here we go. Okay.
Oh boy.
Continue.
Oh boy.
Continue.
So he's been putting together these albums. They're called Honorable Mention.
Yeah.
And what he does is he produces the beat, and these other rappers come and spit their dope,
what
fresh
one were you on?
Lyrics. I'm not on any of them. But my name is on honorable mention volume 4 because I made the album cover.
Aw, shit, son.
Yeah.
I made the album cover. Yeah, I did it. And fuck you.
That was good.
Shut up,
Chuck. You never do voices. I love it.
Yeah.
I fucking love it.
So this is this is the second show. They did an honorable mention 1 show. Which it wasn't called 1, you know?
Mm.
But it sold out.
Much
it was
like
free.
The
well, it
new
wasn't
Xbox.
Free. It was free, yes. And it packed the house, and now they're doing a part 2. And this is also Musab of Rhymesayers' CD release party because Big Jess produced that whole album.
It sounded like you said Ramses.
Ramses muscles are number one.
That's what it sounded like. You said
Ramses.
And I was like, Ramses?
I can't even do that with my tongue. Ramses. Entertainment.
I like Ramses because they get all the candies and all the people look at them and give them goodies.
Which is true.
Yes.
Which is true.
Yes. Yeah. This is actually a pretty big weekend for hip hop in Minnesota because mm-hmm. we got this show tonight
mm-hmm.
that we're actually a part of, and then there's a show Sunday which we're not a part of.
Their loss.
Yeah, that's their loss.
Their
and
loss.
That is Ramses sound set.
He tried so hard. If you could have seen that, he like put effort into saying that. He thought about it for like 3 seconds before he said it.
And the difference between the two shows is this one's free.
Yeah.
And it's indoors. And the show on Sunday is not free. It is a large amount of money.
Goodies. You have to bring goodies.
It costs $60 and some chili peppers.
But I suppose we should... Okay, Rob, he did give some of the information. We are here at the
Nomad.
The Nomad for the show of the Honorable Mention. Volume 2.
No, it's not Volume
show,
2.
Show 2.
it's the Honorable Mention show, Volume 2.
There are significant number
of performances.
Performances.
And artists.
Some you're familiar with, some you are not familiar with. I don't know, because I don't know you. I will read a majority of them. You know what? I'll read all of them.
Yeah.
I'll read all of them.
Here, I want you to read it as fast as you can.
Like, for real?
Yes.
Okay. After you say, Rhymesayers, I'll do it. Rhymesayers. Evan, have, after I grew, Anthony, Al, Apollo, Aquarius, Aqua Gold, Big Jess, Big Wiz, Botsy, Carnage, Common Labor, Common Call, Desmond, Mona, Felix, Habson, King Tuesday, Knox, Mesh, One, Moose, Up, Billimores, Remo, Remus, Summers, Shelto, Slim Chance, Taze, Latila, Sean, Thomas, Rebellious, Trey, Lane, Trotty, and B, and Rob.
Nice. Well done.
Right.
The only one I made out of there was I heard Beyonce. It was almost melodic.
Fucking right.
Yeah.
Nice. Like that one fucking Bone Thugs song. What was that?
Mo murder, mo murder, come again.
Mo murder, mo murder.
Luigi, are you with me?
But that's not even the one I'm thinking of. But there's another one that is just like,
get ready for the bone and the mo thug. Busters, you know me as a hustler. Let's talk about that album for a second.
Set it off!
Because I bought the East 1999 album when it came
out. East 1999, my N-words.
Eazy-E died before that album came out, and then
of
they decided
AIDS.
Yes,
he had AIDS. Doom, 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 doom. Not HIV, but full-blown AIDS.
We hate to tell ya, you've really got it bad. It's not HIV.
Shut up, Chuck. .com. You know, that works out pretty good, because if you keep doing that, I can tell you to shut up in a very rude way, but yet I'm plugging your website, so it works out.
I like it.
It's like a punch, but then a, hey, good play.
And this is all thought out, Rob, ahead of time, trust me.
Right. Okay.
That's why it's shutupchuck.com.
Okay.
Continue where you were going with the East 1999.
Because you're very rude and annoying, right? You're an asshole. And you're just
and
you're
I love Chuck. Talking!
And everybody loves me, so they're like, thank you, Rob.
Mm-hmm. It should be one website. It really should. Okay, continue, though. You were going somewhere.
Yeah, so... Then they decided to re-record that Crossroads song and completely change the song because the original is absolutely nothing. Lyrics are completely different
Dude,
to the remix version.
No joke. I did not know that. You and I know a lot of the same shit as far as pop culture and music trivia. I did not. I thought.
But when it comes to the bone and the mo thugs, Busters, you know me as a hustler.
No way. Wow.
Yeah, so...
I'm more familiar with the See Me at the Crossroads. I'm gonna miss everybody. I'm gonna miss everybody.
I always thought it kind of sounded like Popeye rapping. But that was me. But I want you to continue because this is interesting.
Yeah, so they re-released the album, but I believe the Crossroads remix that was on there was edited, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hold me to that. But I didn't want to buy the fucking album again just to get that song.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very upset.
Right.
Because that was the time I came out and I was like, man, that's harder than Burger King money.
That was fucking... You worked at Burger King.
I worked at Burger King.
1996. What grade were you in 96?
Yeah. What grade? I was either junior or senior.
Fuck me, man. Fuck. I was a freshman.
Fuck, bro.
And I remember that song was huge. I remember you remember that song. And another thing is, like, I never understood all of the lyrics to the songs. Like, damn, I miss my Uncle Charles, y'all. Yeah.
So I think they were kind of devoting certain aspects of the song to people that they had lost.
Living in a hateful world, going straight to heaven. Is that the words?
I don't know. It's been a while.
Right. But anyway, the album was fucking huge.
It was.
You know what? A funny thing about Bone Thugs,
I smoked a lot of weed in 1996.
I didn't.
And I listened to a lot of Bone, Cypress Hill, Dr. Dre.
Didn't.
What were you listening to in 1996?
I'll tell you if you let me fucking talk. Now, what's a little known fact about Bone Thugs is in their prime, when they peaked here, they actually worked with a majority of, like, even some of today's biggest name artists. Like, seriously, they've worked with Pac. They've worked with Big. They've worked with Easy. I mean, seriously, there's a lot of other big names, and no other act has really done that. Additionally, Bone Thugs, you would think, Bone Thugs, they sold relatively well.
Mm-hmm.
Bone Thugs and Harmony actually have some of the biggest selling albums in hip-hop. And you would know that because it's a taste, you know, some people like it, some people don't, but the album sales were always there.
Right.
And it wasn't until they started to break off and do their individual, you know, projects and whatnot, but they still have some of the biggest selling albums, which I didn't know even until recently. So that's pretty, I mean, that's definitely admirable to think that, you know, some kids from Cleveland were able to rise to that level of fame and work with some of today's and, you know, yesterday's top elite, you know, hip-hop rappers. I mean, that's seriously something because there's not a lot of acts that have done that.
Because this is true.
There was an article, not an article, there was a documentary on BET, I think it was, and they were actually saying, you know, there was a beef going on between some Bone Thugs artists and some other artists, and they were saying, you know, we don't get the respect we deserve. We've worked with, like, you know, who else has done this? Who else worked with so-and-so? Who else? Mm-hmm. And I was like, son of a bitch, you know. They're right.
Right.
You know?
You know, one of the groups that they happened to have beef with was actually the Dog Pound.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't know why. Mm. It was probably the Dre, Easy right, beef right. that they were trying to carry on, right. Death Row, you know.
And rightfully so. Yeah. You know, his loyalty.
Right.
You know, what was it, the, who made the first move? Was that, the New York, New York? That was the Dog Pound. Was that in retaliation?
That was just because they could.
But somebody came back, though.
I don't know.
The LA, I can't remember.
Really?
There was something there with the Dog Pound, and then, because I remember, like, shit really got started with the New York, New York track, and somebody got pissed, but I don't know who threw the first blow on that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's just, and to think about that, how much more important and relevant rap was in our era in consideration of today.
Right.
Like, I know this. You cannot tell me that you enjoy a relatively new artist anywhere remotely close to someone from the 90s of your childhood. And not just because it's from the 90s in your childhood, but because everything today pretty much sucks.
Right.
And everything in the 90s didn't.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate because, like, we have to look back and say, all right, you want to jam? You want to just drive your car with the windows down? You're throwing some Big, you know, some Pac, you know, even early Nas, early Jay, you know, Reasonable Doubt stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, you know, sometimes you get the kids around, you know, what is hip? I don't fucking know. It just sounds like shit to me.
Right.
So, I mean, what do you listen to now if you want to change things up? I'm asking you.
Like
a
new, as far as like a new artist?
Like, yeah. Like, who do you favor now that you could say, okay, I could see you listening to them through
so these. They would have to be a new artist, though.
I would say a debut mid 2000s.
Kanye West.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Good one.
But that's like the only one. Well, you know what? Brother Ali.
No. Major label.
You're talking major?
Yeah.
Not Rhyme Sayers?
Mm mm.
Yeah, I'd say Kanye would pretty much be it.
Are you familiar with Joe Budden?
I'm familiar, and I've never really listened much.
Oh, okay. He's one quarter of the Slaughter of Slaughterhouse. But yeah. I mean, he came out. He had a Def Jam debut
when Jeff Jam was
Def Jam. That's a whole other podcast.
It is really, it really is.
But he debuted on there, and his album, you know, it kind of went wood. He had the one track, the jump, pump it up, the one track, and then nothing. He sat on the shelf for years. And I actually stumbled upon him on one of the many mixtape sites where it was like, you go here, you can download whatever you want. And he caught me on a few tracks. I said, son of a bitch. I like the kind of rapper. Fucking gross. I like the kind of rapper that actually speaks. Like, I can feel he speaks to me. It's not just right. regular rhymes. Like, this guy's fucking, and not to sound fruity, but he's very emotional. Like, his lyrics are meaningful. Mm-hmm. And, like, there's more to him. And he caught me. So I would say now I have Joe Budden in my rotation. And really new artists I had. That's about it, man. Kanye, otherwise, but I'm just saying lower level tier.
Yeah, otherwise, no. There's not really much else that...
Are you familiar with Chameleonaire?
I know the name.
It's People think he's a one-hit wonder.
Okay.
He's not.
Okay.
He's a talented dude. I say this. If this guy decided to do it, he could get paid for just writing and singing hooks for people.
Yeah?
He's like... he's like an early 50 Cent. Remember when 50 Cent could do no wrong, like writing hooks?
Yeah.
Like, that fucker was on fire. Any track he wrote a hook on or sang on, he was good. But then, you know, he fell way the fuck off. But Chameleonaire, I'm telling you, the guy can harmonize. And he is influenced heavily by Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Hence the number one platinum selling hit, Riding Dirty, with Crazy Bone.
This isn't Some People's Kids. This is fucking... What is this?
I would say thank you, Rob.
Yeah, let's talk some funny shit.
But we rarely get to talk music. Like, I'm on your turf.
You're right.
Okay?
Yeah.
I'm on your time.
I'd like to consider it neutral turf.
If you want to go to Shut Up Chuck, we can turn this motherfucker out. Okay?
Well, we're almost getting there.
Well, we'll get there. Yeah. A little more of this juice. Yeah, Cardinal.
As I told you earlier, and I'm going to talk about this later, too.
Absolutely.
Is that I've been listening to Snoop Lion.
Okay. You paid for this album.
I did. I paid
from
money.
Amazon, from iTunes.
What's going on down here? How's it going? Yeah, absolutely. Who are you?
Cornelius. I'll be your bartender this evening.
Oh, that's you're fucking not, better.
I'm sorry, you're not on the list.
I make this list.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Did you cross that name off?
I'm going to cross a couple more before I'm through. Before they get in here.
Do it. Just fucking do it.
Carnage, I don't like your name. You're done.
You start
labor.
With a K.
I
hate
work.
K's.
I don't like the work. He's out of here. Mm-hmm.
Too
no
many
more.
Syllables.
Bad for your health.
I don't like the vowels.
Slim chance.
Chance you're staying on this paper.
Try D. You're going to have to try again.
Harder.
You're going to have to try harder.
Like Bruce Willis.
Ashley Gold, it's going to take cash to get in.
We don't take
platinum.
Any
platinum.
Kind of gold nuggets.
Silver bullion.
Bullion, not often enough do we get to use that word.
No,
bullion.
Bullion in the house, yeah. Man.
You know, I want to make some chicken soup.
Oh,
do you have
different.
Any chicken bullion?
These are different. I have not seen these.
Yeah.
I'd like to introduce everybody to Random Guy. Random Guy, say hello.
Hi, guys.
He...
I don't have a microphone.
Yo, it's picking up, trust me.
Hello, John.
Random Guy, I have a couple questions for you.
Yeah, go for it.
How do you become a Random Guy?
Random Guy is you just stay alive long enough to be everywhere at the same time.
Are you kind of that guy that just walks into places when everyone cheers, you're like, all right, team. And then they all look at you and you're like, who are you? And you're like, just a guy.
Do you bring positivity?
I bring a lot of realism.
What do you bring to the table?
Realism and a lot of hatred.
I dig the hatred. I always have.
I bring the booze too. I bring the booze and I bring equal opportunity haterism constantly.
Fucking that's my kind of fella.
Hey.
All around. Now, what is your beverage of choice there?
I'm just working with some apple cider.
And that's the end of Random Guy's interview. Moving on.
Nothing like a good lie to get people off your dick.
That's not interesting at all. So this is actually... what podcast? This is the Some People's Kids podcast / shutupchuck.com podcast and / thank you, Rob podcast.
Oh, I'm going to hang on to this.
You put that right in your cider. You know, and... You know,
I wouldn't want to ruin the sticker.
What we do on this podcast too is we ask every guest to tell a joke.
Shit.
If you have a joke, I would love for you to tell it right there in that mic.
Preferably a little light on the racism, if you could.
I can do it.
Unless it's against white people, because I hate white people.
I go, like I said, equal opportunity, but I've got a joke.
Okay.
Well, I can start with an easy one to warm everybody
Let's
up.
Let's do this.
This is just to check and see if you guys have brains on your heads. What did the 0 say to the 8?
What did the 0 say to the 8?
No, these guys have smoke coming out of their ears, so I'm just going to give them the answer right now. The 0 said to the 8, he said, nice belt. So, there was, this was a couple years back, it was, I was bartending in the daytime on a really,
really crummy
bar on East Lake Street.
Whoa.
And this, well, I'm not gonna say anything about that.
Still charges pending.
There's only a couple bars on East Lake Street, so okay. You can take your pick in between which ones you want to blame it on. But this gentleman came in and he was in his 60s and he started drinking Jameson like a fish. And I asked him I said, what's going on with you? Because he was drinking the way that kids are power drinking on the U of M campus and any campus across the United States. He's an old man in his 60s. I said, what's going on? He said, well, it's me and my wife's 25th anniversary of being married. And I said, well, that's pretty fantastic. I think maybe you should be at the flower shop and or already have been there and driving your lovely wife to dinner. And he said, yeah, but you don't understand, you little young fuck. And I said, well, what is it that I don't understand? Do you love her? And he says, oh, yeah, I absolutely do. But here's the thing. After 25 years of fucking the same hole, you get a little tired of it.
Get tired of the hole?
So you get tired of the hole. I said, well, you want to get a few more years out of it, don't you? And he said, yeah. I said, well, why don't you flip over and fuck the other hole?
Good bartender, man.
Not bad. That's the kind of shit you got to have on tap.
Now, here's the lovely part about this joke, is that was only the first punchline. Punchline number 2, listen, I promise this will be the final punchline.
The coup de grace.
So I told him, flip her over, fuck the other hole. He says, what, and have a bunch of kids running around?
Right back.
And I'm out of here.
And that was Random Guy.
Random Guy.
Hey, we'll be drinking maybe half of the night. Maybe. We have to drive. But that was a Random Guy. I mean, like, you know, who knows what's going to happen?
Right.
Who knows?
Random.
We just don't know.
Random things. Random things done happened.
Where we were going before that, I have no idea.
Right. Let's take a break. Should we take a break?
Let's take a break.
We'll be back.
All right.
All right. During this break, I'm just going to publicly apologize. We had no idea. Obviously, they heard that guy come in and do the little Random Guy thing. As it turns out, it was later brought to my attention that that is actually 84 Caprice of Stop House Music Group. You know, Stop House is the home to Prof, Minneapolis rapper. But we had no idea, and so I'd like to publicly apologize. If he would have said that that's who it was, we probably could have gotten more out of him, more music-wise, you know, but that's what we got. But anyways, now we're going to start getting into the interviews here. In this break time we took, basically the show started and it just became a flood of people in the basement there. So next up we have Sean Anonymous.
All right, we're back here. Now we got guests. We were sitting down here talking to each other.
Entertaining ourselves is what nice. We were doing.
Yeah. But we're here right now with Sean Anonymous.
Sean, we want to welcome you to the Thank You Rob podcast.
Thank you.
And some
Rob.
People's kids podcast.
You know, we're yeah, a lot of projects going on here actually.
Yes, sir.
So first off, tell us, what is the project that you're working on or performing this evening?
Let's see, I'm performing a song off of Big Jess's Honorable Mention mixtape.
Okay.
It's me, my homie Philip Morris, and Shelto, good friend. And yeah, we made it a little while ago, and it debuted on, I think, the last Honorable Mention, yeah, Volume 4.
Okay.
And,
can we call it Volume Fizzor?
Yeah, Fizzor.
Hey, you know, yeah, Fizzor, we just try. You know, we want to be hip is what we
do
want
you,
to
man,
do.
Do you, man, do you.
And adding is to anything is really a good way to be hip. It really is.
Sean Anonymous.
And the name of the song, what is the name of the song?
It's called Check It Out.
Check It Out. And the Check song, any inspiration behind the song, the lyrics, anything?
Dope rap. I don't know. I just started writing and
hey, man, that's
know.
All we need. That's, you know, just honest
just started
answer.
Writing. It's, you know, it's about life and whatnot. Not,
right.
Yeah,
okay.
Not like anything too specific, just doing you and, making music and everything.
Nice.
Once in a while, it's cool to make a track like that.
Right, agreed.
And it was
agreed.
At that point, too. Yeah.
That's pretty much all the raps I write. They were pointless.
Right.
They're pointless. Because they're all about izzos and izzes.
Right. Well, I prefer to write a lot of songs where I just blatantly lie about things I don't have and things I have not done.
That's a good way to go about it. Like, that's
his nice approach to it.
Yeah.
His is like, yeah. He doesn't talk about being rich. He talks about being poor.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he really is poor.
Oh, you need diapers for your kids. Oh, I need more. Oh, you know, so that's what I do. You know, so that's just my forte. Right. That's what I do.
But I got some questions for you here.
Yeah.
You're familiar with the term ham. You're going to go hard as a motherfucker on some shit, right?
Yeah, ham.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, and so you're familiar with spam.
Right?
Yes.
Okay,
spam.
Excellent.
You may or may not like spam.
Okay.
But I'm going to ask you, would you go ham on this or would you go spam on this?
Ham or spam?
What does spam
are your choice?
Stand for?
Whoa, 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 what? You don't know?
Some parts are meat.
Whoa!
Have you not heard that
some
one?
Some parts
from Minnesota.
Are... we got to come up with another M because that's where we needed to go.
Right, right,
some
right.
parts are meaningful. Some parts are mediocre.
Mediocre.
So, okay, hey,
well,
all
then
right.
Hopefully not going spam
okay.
on this one.
All right.
Probably going
not
the ham,
go spam
going the
that?
Ham route.
All right, all right, all right. First question.
Going the fam route.
What about a ham sandwich? Would you go ham on that or do you go spam on that?
I would not go anything on a ham sandwich.
Wow.
That's
okay.
not an option.
Not
you
a
gotta
fan.
Go ham or spam.
Ham is not fam.
Don't take the pill. Nice.
All right. A dead hooker in the trunk.
Ham
or spam?
So ham.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
What's the wife's name in Family Guy?
Lois.
Lois. You go ham or spam on that?
Don't lie.
You're human, but you're going ham or spam on a cartoon.
Well, I guess she is a cartoon. If I were to be in cartoon form, maybe a little ham.
Right.
Yeah,
but,
I would go ham.
And I'm not a cartoon form. I would have sex with Lois.
I'm not sure she'd accept me, though.
The physical manifestation of Lois.
You need to be about 150 pounds heavier. She's into the big guys.
I can gain weight. That's fine. I can do it.
Lois has a certain sex appeal to her.
She does.
She just does.
I'm holding iced teas. And,
I can't say that I've ever thought about that before. But
lie.
Yeah. I probably hold hands with her.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
You know?
It all starts with that, though. It really does.
All right, Star Wars prequel trilogy, ham or spam?
Spam.
All right.
I mean, I'd watch it if I was high or something. I mean, there's stuff going on. I don't know. There's, like, people flying around and things. I don't know.
That's a fucking trip.
The original, I like Star Wars. Right. The originals are
the originals,
so good.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
I want you to throw something at my boy Chuck here. He does some crazy impersonations of anybody.
Pretty much a master impressionist.
Yeah.
Really?
Like, so I want you to
is this for real?
Yeah, I could.
There's only
how
one
many
way
characters?
To find out.
How many characters have I?
100. There's at least 150.
150 characters. Yeah. I can fucking do it.
Man, I was trying to think of how to do Bill Clinton impression the other day. You know Bill Clinton?
Yeah. You ready? You tell me if you
I remember.
Ham or spam on my Bill Clinton impersonation.
Okay, okay, yeah.
Here we go. Oh, look at me. I'm Bill Clinton. I don't smoke weed in vaginas.
That was pretty spot on.
That was good.
You got 151.
That was fucking I haven't done that in
verbatim
years.
From his speech.
Yeah, delivered
exit
that
speech.
To the nation. Right. So what do you think, ham or spam?
Ham it. Let's ham it. Let's
nice.
Go for it.
Fucking
yeah,
nice.
Definitely.
Nice.
Another one? Throw another one out.
Just one more.
Let me think. How about Samuel L.
Here we go.
Jackson.
Here we
is.
Go. Hey, I'm Sam Jackson. Don't drink my beer. Right. Ham or spam on my Sam.
I don't know. I don't know if Sam drinks beer, though. Maybe he would.
No,
he's
no.
He's a cool guy. He
but you know, it's funny you bring that up because now, seriously, I have to do my Sam.
He does actually really good, Sam.
So now I really got to do that. What is it? It was just like, hey, what is it? I'm Sam Jackson. It's good beer. Hell. Well, no, what is that line he says, though? And he's just like, yes, I hope they die, and I hope they burn in hell. And he's like, you know.
Is that from
yeah, you know, he's happy
to. Is that
from
A
Time to Kill.
Okay.
A Time to Kill.
For a second, I thought that might be from Django or something. I could see him.
I hated that too.
That's
Django.
A good one.
Man, but
was he in Django?
He was in Django. I was late to the class on Django. I just recently watched that. And it was fucking phenomenal.
I'm later because I haven't seen it yet. Well, Sean,
thank you so much, man.
Thank
we appreciate it.
Glad this actually happened. Yeah.
Indeed, sir. Thank you so much, man. And remember, ham or spam. That shit's trademarked. Try not to use it too much without.
Don't use it.
Us in the vicinity, you know. Yep.
Who's up next? Who wants in? Nemo? I see you looking over here.
I know
shaking
who's up.
Shaking that ass.
We've got some thoughts and emotions that are up there. A little on the high side. Yeah. Emotions are high in this room.
Rather high.
I've never read your official bio, Nemo, but your official bio. But I thought it should read that you were born in a field of marijuana, and that was a hemp blanket and what were the
nuggets? Nuggets strewn
nugget
about.
Nook?
Right.
A nugget nook.
There right.
A nugget manger.
That's over by Greenery, Greenrytonville.
Shut up, Chuck.
Sorry.
Shut up,
too
Chuck.
Far. Too far.
Nemo, of course, you're DJing tonight.
Yes.
You're sharing that with Glow Pesci, a.k.a. Yep. DJ Huh? What?
Huh? What?
DJ Huh?
What?
What? That's how I would introduce your ass to every fucking show.
I just want you to know there are no exclamation points after the huh or what.
Yeah, but you know what? He never met me. Now I'm putting that shit in there.
That's Lil Jon's thing. He has exclamation points.
Oh, man, that shit's dead. I'm bringing it back.
All
right. DJ, huh?
It should come back.
So what are you spinning tonight? What's on the menu?
Actually, Glow Pesci is playing all of the house music all night.
Okay.
And I'm running all the performances.
Nice.
So
I'm guessing you're going to play a lot of Counterculture, Trey Lang, King Tuesday, Common Labor, Tri-D, Mesh One. I'll stop right there.
And many more!
And many, many more.
And many more.
All the
hits.
You're a DJ.
Yes.
How long you been a DJ?
12 years.
12 motherfucking years up in this bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? First fucking vinyl record you spun. Go.
That was Commodore's Brick House. I think I had a Memphis Bleak record.
Memphis fucking Bleak. You're the first guy ever that knew about Memphis Bleak. I bring that fucker up. They're like, who? I'm like, fucking Memphis Bleak.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, Jay-Z on that.
I'm like, he's Jay's guy. They're like, yeah. Fuck it. Who? Dame?
Eve was on there. I
Eve.
That.
Nice.
You know what? Here's something about Nemo. Is he always plays dope shit. Dope.
I didn't ask
about
dope
poop.
Shit.
I'm not talking about poop. Dope shit.
All right.
No, seriously. There was one show I don't know if we were playing it or something, but you were playing like all 90s gangster rap type stuff.
And, was
I? Yeah. And I was like, I think that's when I fell in love with you. I think that's when I fell in love with you.
All right, we're going to
we
do...
may or may not have hugged.
Yeah. And it was a long hug.
A little segment we like to do with DJs. It's called Finish the Lyric. And the more lyrics you finish, the more points you get. And the points are good for
nothing.
Fucking nothing. But just, you can say, yeah. I interviewed with Chuck and he gave me some fucking points. So, okay. Just two dope boys...
That's a few songs.
He's good. Give me one.
That was Outkast.
There it is, folks.
Outkast.
There it is.
I was trying to think of the exact.
Just
name
two
of the song,
dope boys in the Cadillac. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
all
it.
Right. Next up. Finish this lyric.
Slow.
I think.
I can't even think of a song.
I had my mind going. There's an essence in the air down here,
yeah.
And I was like on it, like, and now I can't fucking give thoughts anymore. It's like they've been robbed from me.
There's a nice cloud down here.
Fucking
there's a nice cloud. everyone's getting metaphysical and metaphorical.
Right. Shit's deep already,
man.
Go, Rob, take
literally,
over first.
Literally, shit is deep. Shit done got deep. Well, tell me, what are you working on right now? What's next for Nemo? You're always busy. You're always. I see you on Facebook. You're like, I'm going to do this shit. I'm gonna fucking party with Vanilla Ice tonight.
That would be awesome. My hair is an asshole though.
She's always remodeling houses and millions of dollars.
What a dick.
Yeah. I don't like him already.
Let's see. I have a show coming up with St. Paul Slim at the Nomad,
which is
the
where
Bronze
we are
Nation.
Tonight.
Yep, some of the Wu-Tang disciples.
Who is in the Wu-Tang disciples these days?
You know what? I don't know.
Nice.
So is Young Dirty Bastard in that?
Young Dirty.
Have you ever heard Young Dirty?
Oh,
Bastard?
Really?
No, I haven't.
Old Dirty Bastard's kid.
I've heard of it, but right. I haven't heard anything about it.
I thought you were making a joke like young, clean child with father. Okay. So. Okay.
No, that's a real thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And I've talked with. It might have been Half Dozen or someone that I talked to on the podcast about it, because it's kind of like. He's got to, like, wild out and act all fucking crazy because of his dad. But if he doesn't do that, it's like, you're not his kid. Who are
right,
you?
Right.
You know? He does that shit. He's...
He's going to forever live in the shadow.
Right, exactly.
Just like, what is it? Yeah. Lil Easy E.
Yeah. And that's a real thing, unfortunately,
yeah.
Too.
He actually, there was talk,
I did not know.
There was talk of him actually portraying his father in the NWA film. I don't know whatever happened with that.
I don't know.
don't know if you got the
does
part.
Does he look
on.
Like him?
Fucking dead on, actually.
All you gotta do is throw a Jerry curl in.
It's combat, fucking easy, you know? Dude. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
The Jerry curl.
I mean, I'd look like Easy with that.
You know? Actually, I wonder. Can we do that? Can we have Jerry curls?
Yeah.
Like, can we bring that back?
It's, it needs to.
That's all up to you, man.
The fades.
You make
back.
The choice.
I see. I like that would be
mullets
something.
Mullets have come back, mullets and the mullet is like a mullet is like a white man Jerry.
And you gotta have sand. Balls.
I'm
though.
Working. I'm working on the white man fro.
You I like it already. You got the Jufro type deal going there. Yeah. Yeah. I like
you,
it.
You a Jewish fella?
No.
Liar.
Scandinavian. Viking.
You're a fucking Viking Swede.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much.
Do you like crepes?
I do. In fact, like crepes.
I can't believe you said yes. I didn't have a joke ready for that.
That is.
Yeah.
That is.
Like,
French
is
stuff.
That like crepes?
No, it's crepes.
Crepes. Crabs?
No, crepes.
Crepes.
Crepes. Crepes.
You have something in your throat?
Crepes, motherfucker.
Crepes?
Little
like
tiny pancakes.
Gambling? Oh, pancakes.
Yeah. With chocolate in them.
Fruit-filled?
Yeah, crepes. Fruit-filled crepes. Right. Sorry, guys.
I don't
let's
know if
all...
you knew this. This is fucking America. All right?
They're freedom
I
crepes.
I am on fucking
freedom
America.
Crepes.
Freedom crepes.
Just say I like really small pancakes. I won't do it.
Yeah, what's up with crepes,
I won't
man?
Do it.
Maybe it's the...
These colors don't run.
Think about that. Why would you eat a small pancake?
Have Why? You ever made small pancakes? Like real small pancakes?
No.
Dude, make your own small pancakes and dip them in your own little bowl of syrup. It's a whole different experience to the pancake. It's fuck... I'm serious. You guys, you gotta try... You know what? If you really got some balls on you... Throw a little fucking chocolate chip in there.
Oh,
and man. Now you're eating little soft chocolate fucking chip cookies with syrup.
Wow, this is really thinking outside of the box.
I love it. Matter of fact, I might just call this fucking night and go to Perkins and say, make my pancakes fucking small.
Right.
Please.
Right. Please. I can see else. In this fucker's eyes. He's like, this guy Chuck, he's talking shit, but that fucking sounds awesome. I can
it
see
does.
It. See?
It does.
He's like, fuck this show. Chuck, show me where the nearest Perkins is.
Nemo, I appreciate you taking the 5 minutes to talk with us.
Yeah.
Feel free to stop back.
In your mind, it was probably like 20.
We got so far off topic so quickly.
I don't even know.
I didn't even know we had a topic.
Yeah, there was no topic.
I got influenced by something else.
Hey, so what do you got going on? Fucking chocolate
pancakes.
That just summed up our conversation right there. Absolutely.
It's probably one of the best interviews we've ever had.
You want to get in here?
Cal?
Oh. Who are you now?
Ah, this is the guy from fucking Green Lantern movie.
What?
He looked
in Green
that
Lantern?
Movie was terrible.
It was
why
horrible, but
that?
I'm not
I
saying
didn't
that.
Even see that movie that I was in.
You look like the guy fucking the scientist that does the autopsy on the alien Sarsgaard. Looks like fucking Sarsgaard. Unfortunately, you turn
you
into
related?
A fucking mongoloid. With a waterhead, you
so
know.
So it's a pre-mongoloid,
yeah.
At least?
It's sure. Pre-mongoloid, damn. Yeah.
All right.
That was
so
such
you're
a detailed
the...
thing I've never heard anything about.
You know, you know.
You go home, fucking Redbox that shit, and we'll be in contact.
I'm going to go directly to the internet. I'm going to get it hosted in Sweden or some
fucking
shit.
Fucking right.
I'm going to download it illegally.
Fucking yeah. Right.
And then I'm going to burn it, and I'm going to leave
and
it in places.
Then he comes back to here, and
right
he and I reenact right a scene.
I'm
so
it in places in my community college.
I fucking
staple it to the fucking...
I was in that movie with who? Fucking
board.
Peter Sarsgaard. Here's my clip.
What is your stage name?
I go by Not Porn, one word. If you search Not and Porn separately, they will. I'll be the last result on Google, as well as Bob Dolomite.
Are you playing tonight?
Bob Dolomite.
I was just stopping through to
holler. Stopping through the holler.
Look like Peter Sarsgaard. Whoever that Swedish sounding motherfucker be.
That's
yeah.
What I do for my job.
No, I'm just chilling, basically supporting Minneapolis by stopping through a free show.
Right.
Right.
It's not like supporting local artists.
Yeah,
so I go to free shows.
When it's free.
He's everywhere.
Well, you know, $5 at the door. You
that
know,
that
gotta,
is a lesson thing to be learned because there's people that don't go to shows because they can't afford to go to shows. But
right.
If it's a free fucking show, what's
there's
your
no excuse?
Excuse?
There
yo,
every
I,
time.
I do not illegally
yourself.
Download music at all. I buy everything I
just
fucking
Green
listen
Lantern
to,
the movie.
So fuck all those kids.
Just,
I will download movies though. Cause right. I'm a filmmaker, so they put $400 million right. Fucking dollars
agreed.
Inside of a shitty remake
right.
Of a fucking movie. I like.
Whoa, easy.
Yeah.
Well, sorry,
he's,
can we swear?
He's
upset.
No, you know
he's
you swear
upset.
You want. I'm just a bit of a xenophile.
Well, fuck this.
If he can't vent here,
no
where can
thing.
He
vent? Hey man, America,
easy. You know, this is another podcast. He needs to be on this podcast, but he needs to be
I
on.
Need to be on
listen,
every podcast.
This is my website, lostmystuff.com, okay? This is movie news. All right,
I'll
my opinion, all that. I fucking love film. You talk about The Thing. obviously nothing can beat the first one, which actually was a remake.
Join on this flyer.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, it looks for weed for other people because I don't do drugs. Bob Dolomite don't do drugs.
The original thing was a remake of the original thing. You know, so yeah, there was seriously the thing was a remake with Kurt Russell of an original film from like fucking
1950.
Yeah, yeah, and then
it was dope.
Yeah, seriously, it was. But
Kurt Russell don't take no shit.
No, man, that guy.
No,
but the new one, like, that was prequel. You know, more or less.
The one was all right. And shit,
I don't mind.
But, like, what I liked about
he escaped from New York.
John Carpenter one.
Yes,
yeah. Was that it was like an all male cast and shit,
and
it was racially diverse.
Seriously, in practical effects,
psychological thriller. Plus, how many times can you be fucking caught off guard?
Seriously, but I liked more so like I like what you're saying, but the practical effects, the puppetry, just the straight up fucking, it was
physical.
If
you've seen the extras about John Carpenter's The Thing, you know, like, they set the fucking room on fire with all the equipment in it
real
the first
shit?
Time. Because, like, the dude was using all this flammable plastic and shit for the scene where the head is fucking rolling off the medical table and shit.
Right.
Grow his legs. I fucking
my favorite part is when the guy comes out of that swamp and he's all like...
That swamp thing, Rob.
Yeah.
Swamp thing.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That's when he reformats into a physical being.
Yeah, I've been being a fucking nerd with this shit and the production and all that.
That's
all
right.
Oh, should I just yell out my website? Be like, yeah.
Do it, man. Have at it.
Promotion. Hey, you guys. Hey. Am I in your ear right now?
Hello, in
you
ear,
feel
bro.
It when I do this? All right, listen. Not porn. NOTPRN.bandcamp.com.
A lot of work.
SoundCloud.com/notporn. And just search Bob Dolomite, BOBDOLEMITE, on YouTube, and you'll probably see me in a ski mask degrading women. Ironically,
the Bob Dolomite.
I mock bigotry by ironically embracing it, motherfucker.
Pro racist.
Everyone's a rapper.
Peace.
I'm not a rapper.
I actually have the Bob Dolomite moniker. Now, does your hand have like a disability of sorts?
Is that it's too good at doing everything it touches.
You got do you hold a pencil for
look at
for
this
no reason?
Right
there,
now.
Yep, there it is. There it fucking is.
I can hold it up with one finger because the
man.
Hey.
I don't know what the fuck happened to this podcast.
Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know
everybody left. By many different people.
I want to record a whole album in
this
that
is
voice.
We're on 1 hour of an episode, so this is.
We've interviewed like two fucking people.
We got random guy. We got random guy.
Yo, I'm glad you were brought up because I want that ago. Sample of me saying, yeah, that creepy. How I just said it.
Let's do one more time.
I almost burped. It's never going to happen again. Not. That was the one time when we got it on tape, so. Send me that and I'll put it on this.
Fucking Peter Skarsgård, everyone. Peter Skarsgård.
Gentlemen, Peter Skarsgård.
Peter Skarsgård.
Thanks for saying
that. What is that? What is that fucking show with that guy? He's like, we're interviewing a very famous actor.
The Actors Guild.
Yeah,
actor.
Yeah. He's saying fucking
him. What the fuck am I spacing
on
his name right now?
What is it?
Will Ferrell?
Tell me.
Yeah, right.
About your...
Inside the actor's studio with...
Fat Man. Tell me about your earliest influences.
I don't want to fuck it up on tape. I don't want to be like, with James.
Dude, I want you to do your best Peter Skarsgård, and I'm going to interview you right now. James Lipton.
James Lipton.
Be Peter Skarsgård.
James Lipton, yeah.
All right.
Did I get half of it?
Yeah, you got half.
I'm sitting here with Peter Skarsgård.
Today, inside the actor's studio.
Tell me about your
Peter Skarsgård's fucking killing
earliest right influences.
We gotta YouTube that dude because I don't know who the fuck you're talking about.
James Lipton?
No, oh, James
Peter Skarsgård. He's an accredited actor.
He's fucking good actor, man.
Good actor,
I probably recognize him.
He was in Boys Don't Cry.
Look in the mirror.
He raped
young Peter Skarsgård.
He raped a woman.
I have a career now, Nemo. By the way, Nemo, you guys are interrupting.
Oh, this guy was fucking gone, man.
Motherfucking Bob Dolomite interview. Hey.
Come on over here, Cal.
He doesn't even have white to his eyes anymore. No, literally bloodshot. He looks
like
he just got...
Seriously, paint a room that color. It's pretty.
How about now?
It would look like The Shining if he painted a room that color.
Can you hear my eyes? Can you hear
references?
They're so scratchy.
Yeah.
All this crystal meth I rubbed in them.
Well, let's wrap up this
hour this hour-long interview.
Right. We got
absolutely no substance.
We got Sean Anonymous on here.
Ouch.
We got Nemo. Where can people check? What if people want to know when's this mixtape coming out? Where can they check that out?
Pretty much my Facebook. I have nothing up on SoundCloud or anything yet, but I'm gonna
at least he's honest
on SoundCloud. I'm going to release, like, everything, but I'm going to have, like, a physical thing. I might try and get some 45s printed up.
Now, you're a DJ, so you know on a lot of tracks that people want to release to some sort of, like, exclusivity, they say, like, Nemo, rapping Nemo, constantly over the track, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I release shit on SoundCloud all the time, but that's my whole track, because I'm like, property of Chuck.
Right. I don't.
Property like of Chuck. Like, yeah, it's so a tag. And that's all I have. But there's nothing else. Property of Chuck.
Well, because...
Property of Chuck. That's it.
Yeah. You don't want people stealing your shit. That's exactly why, Chuck.
Yeah.
Anything you say,
But I'm saying, if he wants to use it, that's cool.
Property of Chuck, that's what you want to say?
Yeah, man.
No.
Oh, shit. No. I knew it wasn't going to work.
It doesn't hurt.
If anybody's getting it, it's Bob Dolomite. Bob Dolomite.
Well, all right.
We're really wrapping this up for real this time.
Peopleskids.com.
Peopleskids.com.
ThankYouRob.com.
LostMyStub.com. ShutUpChuck.com.
Websites.com. Random websites.
MyAss.com. Right? Am I right?
I'm going to go look up LOLWebsites.com.
Right.
Fuck.
XHamster.com.
Cats.com.
RedTube.com.
Yo, Rainbow Cats. All pieces of toast for bodies. Dot com.
Fuckyourface.com.
Yo, that's definitely
taken. Yeah,
fuckyourface.com?
Yeah. Everybody loves fuckyourface.
You know how many people fuck
right
faces on the internet?
Right. And this is coming from not
there's a lot. There's a lot of face fucking.
Not porn.
Yo, we should end this. No, man, I was really thinking about
I'm talking about a cream pie, yeah.
Dot com.
Did you want this?
Cream pie eating.
Dot com.
Face fucking.
Dot com.
Make loving.
Dot com.
Coochie loving.
Dot net.
Semen all up in the eyeballs.
.org. Yeah.
Shout out to Miss
Skeet Skeet.
Jess.
Honorable mention. Let's go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Listen, just listen, I'm spitting, it's different, the mission, making the flow hot, so don't stop, get it cracking, yep, it's ready to go. The shit is blasting, yep, it's ready to blow. Yo, yo, I think it's different from when we started 8 years ago. I would never imagine that we'd be here, so here we go. Make connections with many artists, it's completely dope. Hear them and get inspired, I like to sing in a spirit show. How's life? Kinda tight, like a pinky ring. Beautiful people in my life, they care and they keep me sane. Don't really kick it with drama, of course I'm missing my mama. But I know she's with me, I see your face in the evening rain. This one's for her, this one's for you, this for whoever watching. Get buck, get wild, and get it off. I'll be spitting till my head is popping, dead and coughing. I'll be spitting till I set it off. And we'll be sipping till we're drunk as fuck and run amok and rubber ducking. You motherfuckers thinking you up to something. Sometimes I wonder how long this music will keep on lasting. Had a choice, probably choose that forever option. Yup, just check out the way I'm living. Feel blessed and give thanks for every day I'm giving. A bar is fresh from our death, we're blazing it, and you'll be hard pressed to find someone that say we is. I think you know that we will be here for a while, and if you're looking for that style that's different, come on, rock with me, check it out. I think you know that we will be here for a while, and if you're looking for that style that's different, come on, rock with me, check it out. I think you know that we will be here for a while, and if you're looking for that style that's different, come on, rock with me, check it out. I think you know that, with the beat keeps rolling, we flowing, with the beat keeps rolling, we going, now rock with me, check it out.
Check it out, refer to the movie The Spectacle. I prefer the Dewey Decibel System, my nigga. Gotta get his point across it, so I ramble, cause I know that life's a gamble for the moment that the coin is tossed. I do my best to live life and avoid the cost of being under the employment of an annoying boss. Time is short, hope you brought a ruler. Sniper rifles aimed at you motherfuckers by the water cooler. Change thoughts, I've been hired and been fired and rehired and fired again on my day off. Stayed functioning and stayed hungry. Told the negativity to step and get the fuck away from me. Probably the best philosophy I've ever taken on, because honestly now my life is so much better in the wake of it. Waking life, smelling bacon. This American dream is a horror story in the making. My cell is haunted, trying not to dwell upon it.
Like what?
Like it wasn't suitable for habitation. I can't erase it, so I'd rather stay in this character and channel energy through my hands like a Japanimation.
I think you know that we will be here for a while, and if you're looking for that style that's living, come on, rock with me, check it out. I think you know that we will be here for a while, and if you're looking for that style that's living, come on, rock with me, check it out. I think you know that we will be here for a while, and if you're looking for that style that's living, come on, rock with me, check it out. I think you know that, with the beat keeps rolling, we flowing, with the beat keeps rolling, we going, now rock with me, check it out.
What a long, strange journey it's been. It's early again and I sit my surly brown, remembering when wide eyes put me on stage and I got my first taste. And now I'm here full circle where I was in the first place. I got my start running ciphers, I'm throwing haymakers. A lot of hurt feelings, punches stinging days later. I won so many battles, I should've kept a tally. Half the time I had to win, we needed gas to get to Cali, Seattle to Portland, SoCal to Arizona, St. Louis to the Windy City, home to Minnesota, where I took a step back from multi-syllabics. And nowadays my style's more fault line mechanics. See, Sean and On got my ass back into rap. Just had to share a couple things like the cat in the hat. To piece the big Jess on the beat, cause it knocks it Shell TZ out. Yes, yes, y'all, and it don't stop.